Good morning. Good morning. Listen, let me tell you something. If you want something in life, you have to go get it. If you want to do something, you can do it. Stop using the word can't. You can achieve it. This is the time where we put our mind into the things we want, create a vision, and chase after the things that we desire. You can manifest anything, people. It's up to you to achieve. First thing, let's come together as one. Wake up, remember to say good morning. Remember to get your coffee. Remember to have a little bit of cream, a little bit of sugar. Nah, but seriously, do things that makes your stress lower. Check your cholesterol and things of that nature. But do things to ease your stress, you know. For those who have kids or sometimes stress, and it can cause other problems and situations to occur. But I'm saying this to say that coffee helps me deal with stress, and it just helps lower and change the way of thinking. And this could be a benefit to you. So I recommend you guys have something hot. It doesn't have to be coffee, but something hot in which can help you lower your stress levels. You know, at this time, we should be thinking. For those who are working, it's a good time to work. Jobs are very needed. Jobs are very beneficial at this time. Having a job is beneficial. At this time, if you didn't have one, you'll be like, dang, why I didn't do that? Why I didn't do this? It's recommend that you guys work. You know, some people can't deal with punching the clock early in the morning. But I'm telling you, if you just do it at this one time, where the beneficial is that. Remember, we had the pandemic. So it's people that's wanting to work. It's people that need to work. I have worked for about 2 years. And hopefully I go back. But yeah, besides that, you guys need a job. A job. If you don't have a job, wake up early. Do something constructive to help your mind, to help your situation. This could simply mean cause and effect. Cause something. How can we make money today? You know, some people can start things. Some people can send a message. This is what I'm doing, sending a message to people early in the morning to help people, to strengthen people, to uplift people. And this can be a help to others who might want to hear this. You know, we spend money every day. How much times we make money, you know? It's easy to spend. It's harder to receive. So I tell you this. Find ways to draw income. You know, once something is online, it's that way. It's online. We'll receive an ear eventually. Just leave it up there. It will receive a listen eventually. It will get acknowledged by someone. And that's how you draw income. It doesn't matter if you earn 10 cents, 5 cents, 15 cents. You earn something. You know? And that is a help. That is you working. That is you starting your own business. You know, you can start your own LLC. You can start your own anything. So you guys can do it, you know? I just wanted to say that, trying to uplift some people, because I heard on a message on another previous app, excuse me, that speaking about ways of drawing income, he was speaking about junk mail. Junk mail. Junk mail is money, he was saying. It's don't throw it away. See what it's about. You know, there's ways to make money. You just have to find what way suits you. For those who do music, that's one way. You know, for those who do podcasts, that's another way. You have to draw streams of income. And streams mean people stream. People stream. And I think I heard something about Snoop Dogg. He wanted to find a way and why streams are not earning as much money as possible. Because I think it's like every 5 streams a person earns such and such. But yeah, we're trying to find a way of a way to boost the stream limit, a way to draw more income by having listeners. So yeah. And that's it. Aim the Rapper Podcast. Aim the Rapper, the podcast. I seen a meme that said, and I'm just venting right now. I seen a meme that say you have to fight for success. If not, someone will try to take it. And I just want to say, do you guys know what haters mean? The word hater. Well, it means having anger towards everyone successful. Having anger towards everyone successful. Haters is what keeps the money generating. Everyone is tuned in to see what you're doing, but haters could be dangerous too as well. People that hate you for no reason. Because of your success. That's why most celebrities move. They move to a location where nobody knows them. I know artists that move from such and such to here. Such and such to there. Atlanta. North Carolina. Some parts of Maryland. Maryland is big. Just to distance themselves from the hood mentality. You know, it's I was watching a documentary about Quando Rondo. Said he moved to a place where nobody knows him. The guy said that. He said, I want him at a place where nobody knows him. So he moved from Savannah to Atlanta. I'm just telling you what I heard, what I watched. I was listening to another thing that another rapper moved from Louisiana to Atlanta. You know, people get to places where nobody knows them. You can't be the same person you once was around individuals who see you as successful, which you are. But people view you a certain way. And that can be very traumatic in some cases. Conversations could change. Things can just be different, you know? So we live in a time where success, everyone wants it. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants you to achieve it. And once you do, they try to bring you down. And you have other problems when you're successful. But that's the key everyone is fighting for, to be successful. What do? Do we stay in poverty? No. We go out there and do what we can to be successful. But things have changed. You have to change your surroundings. You have to change the individuals you speak with. You have to do things to make you happy, to make you feel like you're progressing. Because you're now successful and you want to keep on generating. You know? So I just go by that and say to keep striving, you know? Everyone been through a lot during these times. But the greatest comeback is to being successful. The greatest comeback is striving. Striving to be better.